RSN Central's Form Express.
Maui Cup Day there today in the beautiful part of Gippsland there in country Victoria. And Harry White, this is what he had to say regarding his best bets there at Maui.
Yeah, best race 6, number 3. He's the real deal. I know it's even money, but I just expect the horse to be winning. Value, race 7, number 2, Ruba, $5. That is a good price for that. Quaddy, we're standing out the 3 in the first leg. Second leg, 2, 3, 5, 10. Third leg, 1, 4, 5, 7. And if we make it that far, we're standing at number 14 in the last. Play of the day, the jockey challenge, Brian Higgins, $3.40. That is a good price.
And Vegusa Sovic has Major Impact going around in race number 2. And Major Impact's a $1.65 favourite.
He gets through the going. It's not his probably preferred surface. He does like a little bit of giving the ground, but he's got the talent and the ability. And, you know, it was a good run last start. He came from last and wrong side of the track. You know, just to get Pete on the line was obviously a little bit disappointing, but happy with the way he's going and should be hard to beat.
Travis Noonan's done the form for Pakenham tonight.
Best bet of the night, race 7, number 2, Address Melbourne. Think he's really well placed. The next best, race 6, number 8, Groovy Kind of Love. And the value, race 8, number 4, Son of Bielski. In the quaddy, 1, 4, 5, 9, 10, first leg. Second leg will take 8 and 10. Third leg will go 2, 12, 13. And in the last, 4, 5, 8, 12, 14.
Let's catch up with Ian Humphries, who's done the form for us at Bathurst. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your best bets in a quaddy.
Yeah, lots of scratchings allow on the heavy track. There's a few really short ones, but trying to find a little bit of value. Race 6, number 12, Spells. Got back and made plenty of ground at her second race start over 1,200 metres. She'll be suited to getting this trip today and not an overly strong maiden. But she's the best, race 6, number 12. And then in the last race, race 8, number 5, Airstrike. Just beaten at her second race start, has a fitness edge on her rivals. Looks the one to beat, no troubles on the wet track for her as well. So race 8, number 5. And then the quaddy, the first leg, number 3 only. There's only, I think, 4 runners in the first leg, and number 3 is very short, so I think he'll be winning anyway. So 3 only there. Second leg, 9, 10, 12. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just 1 and 5 in the last.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
The other meeting in New South Wales is at Taree. Shane Montgomery is with us now. G'day, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
All right, mate. How do we make some money there?
I hope it's early in the day, Gareth. In race 3, number 13, West Germany's on debut, and West Germany's been in and out of work on a couple of occasions. And he is taking on older opposition in some cases today. That's the bad news, if there is any. The latest trials, though, were good enough to suggest that he's suited to be placed against the opposition he meets today. That's race 3, number 13, West Germany. The best, I'm hoping, is in race 2 with number 13, Miss Milton, who was produced first up last start at Scone. There was excuses when she finished unplaced. She got to forgive that. Clearly got scope to improve, obviously. And I'll admit she's untried on a heavy track, but Gareth, she's bred to relish these conditions. That race 2, number 13, Miss Milton. In a quaddy, for those that want to take one, in the first leg, 1, 2, 3 and 7. The second leg, 1, 3, 4, 6. The third leg, 1, 2, 3 and 5. And in the final leg, 3, 4, 6 and 9.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Shane.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye.
Shane Montgomery there. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, the next race at Hillsville, and then Howard Walter will join us along with Nadia Horn to preview Ipswich and Murray Bridge.
Very funny, guys.
Oh, come on, mate.
Let me in the car.
Get in.
While Harry's locked out, Tab's locking in their best prices possible on a tote win bet. Activate the lock on the Tab app, and if the fixed odds starting price is better when your horse wins, you'll get the difference in cash. And if your horse doesn't win or the tote price is higher, you can use the lock again.
Yep, real fun.
Tab, long may we play.
Excludes WA residents. Available once per day on eligible online bets. Max odds difference payout $100. T&Cs are website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
RSM Central, brought to you by Tabs the Lock. Activate to get Tabs' best starting price guaranteed. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Salute Sideways is the $1.80 favourite here with fixed odds betting, and it's been well supported as well. Still Learning at $4.60 is the clear second favourite. In fact, it's the third favourite. Baffling is at $3.70. It's on the second line of betting. As we head now to Dane once again for race number 2. Here's Dane Barry.
As we welcome in RSN, runners getting set here, the second event from Healesville, full field of eight to run. Salute Sideways favourite at 175, drawn four. The green light is on, they're set to go. Race two from Healesville Racing. Salute Sideways away fairly, going with it in the early part, Nana Pat, towards the outside, Madam Starface, and then still learning the far side, followed further back by Al's Big Sister. Down the outside comes Hopwash, trying to run home, and then came Baffling back toward the tail. It's their last 50 now. Down the outside, still learning the far side with the Madam Starface, but still learning a win. Madam Starface second, and third across the line goes to Salute Sideways ahead of Hotwash. Back behind those then would have been Nana Pat Baffling, who was back toward the tail. It would have been then with Al's Big Sister and Charlotte Tulip. The run 20-02 on the second event from Healesville.
6-8-4-1. 6-8-4-1, the numbers there after the second event from Healesville. Still learning for Judith Worsfold at $790.10. Madam Starface was second, the 8 at 450. 20.02 was the time, and it's a photo there for third. So 6-8 in a photo. We'll just wait for that third number to be confirmed, but still learning. Did it pretty easily there down that straight at Healesville. $790.80. We'll still await for that third number there at Healesville. Nadia Horn joins us now to preview Murray Bridge in South Australia. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets and a quaddy, please.
It's Cup Day, so we'll kick things off race two with number 16, Aran Bay. Now, he's a three-year-old who's only lining up for his second start. He's an emergency who's going to start, but he's been very well supported in early betting. He's only had that one prior run, and that was in a race in town. He went around at a two-year-old 64. He was well in commission and heavily backed, and he was very keen throughout, and he never looked relaxed at any point in the race. It was off of a really slow tempo too, so I don't think he was suited. He's had a couple of trials in lead up to this and he has looked good in them, so I'm tipping he's a bit of a talent, and the fact that I've elected him to run him here in this 900 metre maiden instead of contesting the event in town tomorrow is a good lead for mine. So I do like Aran Bay, race 2, number 16. We then move on to the Cup, race 8, and I did think that number 3, Lord Vladivostok, looked very well placed here. It's drawn to get a run just off tempo. It's got natural tactical speed. We'll see it probably settle third or fourth in the run. It's had one run back this preparation. It got back off them, off of a slow tempo, and did make up ground in the race one by Magnetic Edge. But I love the late closing sectionals. It had the third best last 600, best last 400, and the best last 200 for the entire meeting. So he's come back particularly well, and he still represents some value for mine at around 330 with fixed odds. So that's race 8, number 3. And the other horse we like comes up in the last event in race 9 in the 1,000-metre race. And number 2, Valuable Witness. He's come up favourite here. He's a three-year-old who tackles the older horses. But he was very impressive when he won on his debut here in a maiden. And he got back and he reeled off some pretty strong closing sectionals. It was some of the best of the day. They thought enough of him to sort of tip him out. And then he had a run the other day. He resumed in a race on the inner course at Morfordville. And he probably wasn't suited by the way the track played there. He wanted to do a few things wrong, and he was only a bit over a length from the winner. So I feel that back to this type of company, the fact he's now in a 62,000-metre race, he looks much better placed, and he should be pretty hard to beat too. So the three horses we like are race 2, the 16, race 8, the 3, and race 9, number 12. And our quaddy today will go 3, 8, 10, 13, the first leg, 1 and 4 in the second, 3 and 15 in the third, and 1 out the 12 in the last.
Good on you, Nadia. Enjoy Cup Day.
I will. Thanks, Gareth.
Lord Vladivostok, the tip there for Nadia Horn in the Murray Bridge Cup. They're racing at Ipswich. Hal Walter joins us. Good morning, Hal.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. We'll start off in race 1, number 11, Swear on a Promise. She's had the two starts this time in, both good efforts, both in much better fields than this at Sunshine Coast and Boomin. And the favourite, Kachama, has got no wet track form whatsoever. It's $2.15. Swear on a Promise is $6 each way. So I'm with one, race 1, number 11. And race 8, he's only won one from 33. He's placed 18 other occasions. Number 4, come in spinner, but he loves the wet. Two starts in the heavy for a win. 8 placings from 11 on the soft. So race 8, number 4, come in spinner, and he's around about $10 each way. Quaddy, 1, 2, 4, 2, 3, 5, 4, 8, 12, 14, 3, 4, 8.
All right, good on you, Howard. Thanks for that.
All the best, Gareth.
There is Howard Walter. Harness racing it tonight at Kilmore. Lockie McIntosh is in great form on the tip and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Lockie. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Gareth. Thank you. Yeah, look, my best at Kilmore tonight. 11 races. Comes up in race 8, so it's a bit later on. Number 4, Tie of Wonder. Greg Sugar's in the bike. Has terrific gate speed. I think it'll get across fine the front. It'll certainly give them something as a chase. It's about 270 with the tab fixed odds. And my best race 8, number 4, Tie of Wonder. A couple of value chances, I thought, in the two-year-old race. 3, number 6, Rock and Dance is working up to a win. Gets a good race. It's $4.60, $1.95. Very close to a win. My roughy, we told our listeners to back it last week. Mustang had got bowled over at 20-1. A similar price again tonight. Great place chance. 3-6, number 10. Mustang, the roughy. The quaddy will go 1-2-9 in the first leg. The 4, the 6, the 7, and the 10 in the second leg. Then 4-5-7-8 in the third leg. You take the 4 Tie of 1-1 out in the last leg. If you want some insurance, take the 8 Captain Wilson. And hopefully we can find a winner there, Karen.
Good on you, Lockie. Thanks for that.
No worries. Enjoy the weekend.
Same to you. Good meeting at the Meadows today. George Ferrugia, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Where do we start with your specials?
There's two that I like. Race 2, number 5, Earthworm Jim, youngster who's putting a nice record together. His last two wins have been fantastic for a young dog at both the Meadows and Sandown. He shows speed and his overall time in his last two wins have been really good. I think he's got enough pace to outpace those drawn on either side. I think he's a big chance, race 2, number 5. Also, race 7, number 3, Great Spirit. Back over the 600, I think, getting back to a pet distance here. Got to the line well in both of her efforts over 500. And I think if she can get a sit behind a little bit of speed drawn near her, I think watch for her late. She'll be hard to hold out. Race 7, number 3. Quaddy numbers 1, 2, 4 and 6 into 1, 2, 3 and 7 into 2, 3 and 4 into 2, 5, 6 and 8 to bring us home.
And you can listen to our new podcast here called The Countdown to the Tab Phoenix. Just go to RSN Central, subscribe to RSN Central. You can listen to that podcast on that platform or head to the phoenix.melbourne and you can listen to the podcast there as well. Features you, Georgie, Corey Smith, a good young talent there from the Meadows. David Short is our special guest. Plus, we have all of the news regarding the Tab Phoenix with the slot holders, Georgie. So, yep, you can listen to that podcast now.
Absolutely, mate. And I'll talk to you soon about the Bendigo Cup.